I only have two more questions. And by the way, I must say thank you for your candor, and I appreciate it very much. We all do. One is, if again, we'll go back to designing a tribunal. If we hope there would not be no need for one, but if we look at the world,
you can't be sure.
It's what's going on in Congo now, and Darfur, and so forth. And if you were designing a tribunal for the future, what other suggestions would you make so that it would do a better job? And that's not to criticize this one. We can always find ways to do a better job. It sounds to me like you've thought about it.
Not really, but one sure thing I would do is that I would find a way of incorporating a certain amount of investigative capacity in the judicial complement. We sit as judges, but we can't. There is nothing we can find out unless it is brought to us by somebody else. That is limiting when you are thinking about an offense like genocide. Common law, of course, is assumes that judges do nothing other than wait there and be told by parties what it is and so on and so forth. Civil law doesn't do that. And I think civil law is better law for investigating genocide than common law. I think there ought to be something that a judge who thinks he is being deceived ought to be able to do something to avoid being deceived by testimony. But as it is now, you just hope that somebody else who amongst the prayers will bring testimony to counter the testimony which you feel strongly is probably not correct. And if you had the correct testimony, the position would have been different. I think it's in doing offenses or investigating offenses such as genocide or such as international crimes against humanity, the determining body ought to have capacity, a certain limited amount of capacity to find out or to uncover some certain facts for itself. Don't ask me how I would do it, but I think I would find a way in which I can incorporate an investigative capacity for courts to be able to demand that this and that be looked at and be advised and so on and so forth. Yes, I think something like that. The way that some of the tribunals, investigative tribunals that are set up, have capacity to do. So that's one thing I would put into the new tribunal. As I said, I would also have an institutional approach to judicial orientation of judges and orientation of other legal staff that operates. And probably what are the other features that I would want to change? This may be just this tribunal has not got a team spirit. It's not exactly one institution. It is in fact several institutions. I am not sure that separation is necessarily helpful in the judicial determination. I think the individualism that is in this, to be found in this tribunal, is probably derogates from performance rather than helps performance. If you ask me now 10 questions about what happens in another trial, I'll be lucky to answer one or two. Even to answer the names of the accused persons in other trials, except the ones I'm doing. That is probably inevitable, but I think there ought to be more collegiality in our work than there is now. And I think that if I was designing the tribunal, I would make sure that there is some capacity for developing that collegiality, so that the team spirit is better utilized than it is at this tribunal.
In a certain way, what you're also saying, I think, is you're trying to understand the context, the more universal context in which you are operating within the cases that are assigned to you. So you have a sense of the court itself and your colleagues and what they are doing, so that maybe that can give you greater perspective, or et cetera, et cetera. I hope I'm not putting words in your mouth.
It's more or less that.
Yeah.
And like now, we never, as a tribunal, for instance, ever do a post-mortem of any trial.
Huh. Okay.
Right? If I was running this place or any place, I would say, when the trial is finished, and so on and so on and so forth, judges who remain, judges who are there, those who did it and those who didn't do it, ought to be able to look at it and say, now, what is it we didn't do right here? What is it in this? What is this? What is the appeal court saying when it says we are doing this and that and that and that? As a group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you interact and you do mental cross-fertilization and so on and so forth. Things that can help both to develop the spirit of the team and also to improve the quality of the work. Because if I do a mistake now, hopefully the appeal court will pick it up sometime. Sometimes, not always, they don't always pick up those mistakes, but sometimes they do. And that I will see it and I know what, I'll ask myself what I think they said. But you see, if we were sitting together with all the judges and looking at the appeal chamber's decision on Muhimana, it then becomes easy to see that we did this and did that and did that and did that. The concept is fully appreciated. There are some decisions that I see here which come from the appeal court, and I say to myself, if I had this judge with me, I would ask him a few questions about why I think this can't be the correct position. Mm-hmm. But there is no opportunity to do that until I become a professor of law in some university and I do critical analysis of judicial decisions of the appeal chamber of the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda. And that may be in the year 2025.
Maybe sooner.
God willing.
God willing is right. I would like to see some of that.